Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for today. Every word goes forth with much clarity and much glory to build us up, to be agents of light as you've intended us to be. Lord, I thank you for this commission. I thank you for the people you are raising. I thank you for the testament bequeathed unto us. I thank you for the future of the brethren here. I thank you for the epistles they are writing. Thank you for the stories that will be said of them as to how they've served their generation with power. Oh Jesus, what an army, what a nation, what a people. Kobronduski prandus kobrondus kupandus kinanda kasheko prakataya. Shama hatus takino brakoshaka kenimun shaka kabasotaya zeliku vuvuvarabatai. Where is you that made the depths of the sea a road? You made the depths of the sea a road that the ransom may cross over. It is you, Shama. Oh, we appear in Zion with singing. Oh, with everlasting joy on our heads. We have obtained joy and gladness through your spirit. Sorrow has taken flight far from our tent. Ibokovo Zotaya Zokama Kaba Baba Baba. Hallelujah. 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 Frise oye kese wo susu o. Oye kese wa sa susu. Oye kese wo bo no so. Oh, masense. Minyamiye. Oye kesi wo susu o. Oye kesi wa sa susu. Hey. Oye kesi wa bo no so. Hey. Masende se ningamiye. Aho mi kase. Mikase ni masemise minyamiye. Oye kese wasusuha. Oye kese wasasusu. Oye kese wapu noyo. Masemise minyamiye.
body in yan copon him. I didn't in a suura. Now we are see a dear yan copon. Body in yan copon him. We are a dear in a suura. Oh yes, yeah, yeah, copona. Oh, a body in your name, yeah, copona. A ding in a mura. Now we are a boy, dear, yeah, copona.
Oh,
so chain won you na oh so chain oh no no kasa so tree di oh no no ka
obin to me kebi.
To me, Nina, Grano, oh no, Narika, Mawa Koma. You know, Jesus said something. He said, I will not leave you helpless. He said, it is good that I go. So when I go, I will send you another helper. Another helper. Allos Parakletos. I will send you another comforter. Oh no. Norika. Amakoma. Now listen. The Holy Spirit received in Ephesians 4 verse 30. He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit. He said, who is? He is the seal of our redemption. In Ephesians 1, he calls him the seal. He said, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. So first of all, the redemptive work of Christ was not complete. And see, the redemptive work of Christ, though it was complete on the cross, it fully had its expression when the Holy Spirit came to our heart. When you receive the Holy Ghost, all the redeeming work of God was sealed. The proof that you have received eternal life is the Holy Spirit. When a king writes a letter, they add their seal to it. The seal is the guarantee, is the evidence, is the proof. There is a seal on us. When you receive any letter from any executive person, you need to see his signature. That is the seal. There has to be a stamp. That is the seal. The seal of God on you is the Holy Spirit. He is the ensign. He is the evidence that you belong to God. Who is this Holy Spirit? He is the power of God. Last Sunday, we realized that he is the glory of God. He is also called the Spirit of Grace. When he says the Spirit of Grace, it means he's not just one that brings you into salvation. He's also your helper. He's your helper. This is how we know we can do anything. Why? We have the helper with us. When God spoke, when God wanted to create the world, when he spoke, it is by the power of the Holy Spirit that God speaking manifested. Orange I would die. Orange I oh, yine, orange I and Oda. Orange
I Oda.
Seminam Oje Mwa. Oneme Nena. Seminam Esu Mwa. Yesue Okami Wo. Washa me bose, orange I, orange I, seminam oje moa, onemene nam, seminam esu moa, yesue okami wo, washa me bose, orange I, orange I. See, some trust in chariots, others in horses. But we remember the name of the Lord our God. What is the name of the Lord? The name of the Lord is not just Jehovah. No, it's Jesus. Bible says, at the name Jesus, every knee shall bow. Who is he that brings to us the power of his name? That is the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit, whenever you see the manifestation of God's power, it means you've seen the hand of God. Who is the Holy Spirit? You see, the Holy Spirit is the hand of God. This is why you must know him. This is why you must have a strong relationship with him. This is why you must talk to him. When you became born again, you received the Holy Spirit into you. And he came into you as a helper. He never leaves you nor forsake you. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. When Jesus said, I'm with you always to the end of the age. When he said that, he knew what he was talking about. Because he knew that he's going to give us the Holy Spirit.
I have help. Hey, come on, talk it. Talk it like you mean it. Say it like you mean it. Speak it like you mean it. I have help. Can you say it like you mean it one more time? I have help.
I
have the Holy Spirit. I don't know impossibility. I have the Holy Spirit. I have the Holy Spirit. You see, if you take the Holy Spirit serious, you will not stagger in this journey of faith. You know, your life has been up and down. It's like today, there is fire. You are excited. Tomorrow, you are like this. You are down. Today, you say, I'm more than a conqueror. Tomorrow, you are broken. You go like, why me? Today, you're like, I'm going to do more for God. My life is separated unto God. I'm committed to God. Then the next time, you are far away from God's agenda. It's because you are not conscious of the Holy Spirit. How do you burn perpetual fire? You say, this man is a man of what? Burning perpetual incense with the heavenly fire as priest. What is the heavenly fire? He's the person of the Holy Spirit. He is the heavenly fire. He is the heavenly fire. And as we burn our incense by the heavenly fire, by the Holy Spirit. We always draw help. We always take help from him. How far you want to go, beloved, is how deep you are walking with this Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will speak to you through God's word. That is why I tell you, you must fellowship with God's word. You must feed on God's word. You must store up God's word in your heart. God's word must be present in your spirit. Because the Holy Spirit don't speak any other language. Let's look at it in John. Come on, shout,
I have the Holy Spirit.
He is my helper. As long as he, I'm planted by the riverside, I'm watered by the Lord. I'm planted by the riverside, I'm watered by the Lord. The Holy Spirit, he is my comforter. I am planted, I am watered by the Lord. Say, I have
the Holy Spirit.
He is my comfort. He is my help. John 14, verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. He says, that he may abide with you forever. That's the key word. Abide with you forever. So he will give you another helper. It means Jesus came as a helper. But now he's going to give you the Holy Spirit. And he said, the Holy Spirit will abide with you forever. So the Holy Spirit is your helper. You see, he brings you out of trouble. He brings you out of addiction. He brings you out of every weakness. You see, he is your helper. So that's your advantage. Look at verse 7. He says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. See verse 18. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. He said, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. An orphan is one without source. One whose source has been cut off. He said, I will not leave you as orphans. What is the size of your challenge? You know, sometimes you get to forget that the one you serve is the owner of all things. You know, sometimes when you are confronted by such challenge, what people do is that they stay away. They begin to stay away from God. They go like, I'm having issues. I want to solve the issues. That's the time you must be consistent with God. That's the time you must be consistent with church. That's the time you must do the things God wants you to do the more. Maybe someone next week, I will share a testimony with you. You know, because listen, you know, this we had plans to go to Kumasi to visit the brethren. It was a visitation, not like ministration. I'm going to minister. No, I'm going to visit them one-on-one to minister to them. And at that bedding last Friday, I was praying and the bedding came that go visit them. And it was good I went. But you know, the adversary nearly changed my calendar. So before I decided, I was sitting there, I said, you devil, you don't know me, I'm crazy. Eh? That's why I said, devil, now don't you know I'm crazy? That you try to, don't you know that me, I can't be stopped. Why? Because we are not orphans. The devil cannot stop us. Don't allow the adversity to control your life.
Don't allow circumstances to control your life. Don't allow challenges to control your life. Are you sure you are here? Don't allow circumstances to control your life. Don't allow the adversary to control your life. Don't allow him to use challenges to control your life. Don't allow him to dictate to you. You have the helper. You see, the moment you become agitated, you become anxious, and maybe challenges come, maybe you are serving God, you are doing out with those of you that are life currently this, that you are not consistent. Today you are doing ministry, then within 2 weeks, you go off. You see, you are telling God that there is something wrong with your faith. Most of you that do that, you demonstrate faithlessness. I'm overwhelmed with issues. I have to attend to this matter. I have to pay this. I have to attend to these expenses. I have to do this. So let me just deal with attend to the matters when I'm done. He said, I will not leave you as orphans. Help her. So who do you tend to when situations come? You tend to yourself when challenges come. You tend to yourself. Tend to the Holy Spirit. He is with you always. Your wisdom can do it. He can grow that business in a day. If because of your business you not come to church, you not fellowship with God. You see, what they are showing is that you trust that business than God. He can grow. God can grow that business in a day. I'm telling you the truth. Men who have proven God and demonstrated God to different heights function by this mindset. We have the helper. We have the Holy Spirit. Let me show you a scripture in Proverbs 18, Amplified. We'll read it from Amplified. One of the greatest things God cannot cope with in this world is idolatry. Having another God. That's the first comment. You should have no other God. That God is one you depend on. One who is your source. Like, you think that this is my source, my entire life without him. Yes, let me read Proverbs 18, verse 1 to 2. He said, he who willfully separates himself from God and man seeks his own desire. He quarrels against all sound wisdom. He's not done. A closed-minded fool does not delight in understanding, but only in revealing his personal opinions, unwittingly displaying his self-indulgence and his stupidity. He separates himself from God. So if the Holy Spirit is your helper, you see, the more situations, you run to God. He said, listen, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. You know that song? It's a scripture. The name of the Lord, a strong tower. The righteous running. So the righteous, where do you run to? In time of trouble. Most of you, in time of trouble, you run out of God. You see, when you find yourself in a time of trouble, where you can't pray, the adversary has gotten you. This is why you don't need a time or season of trouble before you pray. Nevertheless, in case you find yourself there, pray more. You don't go like, I've prayed, I'm not seeing anything. Who? Men always ought to pray. It was not even Peter that said, Jesus said it. Why do we pray? Because we demonstrate dependence. Because see, you cannot say you have intimacy with God and you don't pray. One of the proofs that you have intimacy with God is that you pray. One of the evidence that you have a close relationship with the Holy Spirit is that you pray. When you catch yourself not praying, you must know that you are watering down your intimacy with God. You are exposing yourself to the adversary. Don't allow anything. See, nothing. Listen, some of the challenges you worry about, that because of them, you stay away from God. Those challenges, they have no eternity. They are rooted in lies. Listen, no challenge is your reality. So if you want to enter the dimension of reality, who do you need? John 14, 17. Say the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He is the Spirit of truth. He shall lead you into all truth. So you see, you should check that thing. When you are confronted by challenges, you feel that you cannot be consistent with God. Listen, when you are confronted by that's the time you should do the things you do for God. You do more. When you do that, you make a statement in the spirit.
Yeah.
You make a statement in the spirit. Because the adversary, what he wants to do is that, what you need to think that because of soul winning, that is why your life is not progressing. Who told you? Where? Meanwhile, little did you know that the next person God is sending help through to you may be a soul you have won. The people you minister to are those that will minister back to you. Kabaraba shakaba. You see, you know, most people, when they want to become doctors, lawyers. For example, I was talking to one fellow that wants to be a lawyer, and this fellow is doing a different course, all right, at the university and is completing. I was just thinking, yesterday I was just thinking about it, and has to become a lawyer. And this lady has to become a lawyer. I think we all know that that's how it is. In the law school that she wants to attend, she has to start from level 100. So she's doing 4 years. After 4 years, she has to do another 4 years again in law before she'll go to Mokola, 9 years. And you see, because this person wants to be a lawyer, will be patient enough to follow through the process. You see, you want first degree, you'll be patient enough for 4 years in the school
with all the toil.
And you see, when a student sits in class, maybe you want to become a doctor, all you need to do is to socialize yourself with the things that has to do with the doctor. Now, if you stay outside school, you don't go to university, and you read all the medical books, you can be healing people, you can be telling people, giving drugs and all that, but you become 419 doctor. Even if your hospital, you can cure all the sickness and diseases in the world, still you can be arrested. You are illegal doctor. You may know, see, you can read all the medical books in the world, have understanding better than Isaac Newton. As long as you've not gone through, you've not found yourself in the, the socialization of the doctors, you are a quack doctor. And see, people will be patient. Sometimes some of them, they even write their entrance medical school examination. 3 years, they are patient. No, even look at those who qualify before they will go to the university. Some who write NOVDEC 10 years, they are patient. As long as they want to go to the university. They don't want to be a quack doctor. So they'll write and write and write and write. Then they enter the university. 4 years, stress, lecture, sleepless night. Hey, exams, they are there. 4 years, patiently. Then they'll do another top up. So the more you want to specialize, you see, the more you must do. And they are patient enough. When it comes to the culturing of their spirit, man cannot be patient. That which your destiny is hinged on, you are impatient with God. You are not taught in the spirit in your house. You are taught in the assembling of the saints. That's where you are taught the way of the spirit. You don't know that the more you are hearing, suddenly you become what you hear. Nobody enters the medical school as a doctor. Nobody enters the law school as a lawyer. It is the professing of the professor that makes you. You see, but you forget that it is by our profession of faith you are built up. You want, when it comes to spiritual, you want quick results. God does not perform at British Got Talent. God is a God of principle. He's giving you the Holy Spirit. What is your relationship with the Holy Spirit? He's giving you the church where you'll be taught God's word, where you'll be raised. God's the church, the pillar of truth. So if the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth that will lead you into truth, He will not wake up to do it. He will speak to you at the same time. He will build you through the church, which is the pillar of truth. So the church is the pillar. The Holy Spirit is the spirit. It's the spirit of truth. The church is the pillar. So you can't say that, oh, you are hearing the Holy Spirit in your house. Where is the pillar? What holds up the truth? The truth you receive, what is holding it up? Say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me show you a scripture in Isaiah 51. Isaiah 51. Many of people are afraid of men. God. Listen, God is your helper. How well do you depend on God? How well do you honor God? Isaiah 51, from verse 12. I am he who comforts you. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. So now, God comforts you through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He said, who are you that you should be afraid of a man who will die and of the Son of Man who will be made like grass? And you forget the Lord your Maker? You forget the Lord your Maker who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. You are feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor when he has prepared to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? Come to verse 7 of the same chapter. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, you people in whose heart is my law, do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults, for the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. He said, awake, awake. Put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Are you not the arm that cut Rahab apart and wounded the serpent? Are you not the one who dried up the sea? This is God speaking. The prophet speaking concerning God. The waters of the great deep that made the depths of the sea a road for the redeemed to cross over, so the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. They flee away. Why? Because we find comfort in God. He struck the heavens and laid the foundations of the deep. That is God. He struck the heavens. This is the God we trust. And he's saying that he's giving us the Holy Spirit. I don't lack help. I don't trust in the systems of this world. I don't place my confidence in my self-effort. You want to run away to where? Ukraine. Legruski. You know, recently the guys that were brought them from Ukraine to Ghana, they were like, Ghana is, they shouldn't have come. I said, fools. Success is first in your spirit. Whenever God wants to bring transformation to your life,
He first changes your state before he affects your estate. That's what God does. God doesn't first start with your estate. He begins with your state. What is the state of your mind? What is the state of your spirit? There are things you want to attract. There are things you want to have. It is controlled by your state. The state of your spirit. The state of your mind. You know, the adversary, when the adversary wants to attack you, you know the first things he attacks? He doesn't attack your state. He can't. He begins with your state. He starts from your environment. Look at how he affected Job. He attacked his money. He attacked his business. He attacked his family. That's why you don't put your trust in things. Your confidence must be in your spirit. Must be in God. Must be in God. I have the helper. So you see, when he affects the adversary who attack the things that surround you, then you are broken. Then he gains access to you, but not us. Our strength is in the Lord. Hey, come on, talk to me. I said, our strength is in the Lord. My strength is in the Lord. My strength is in the Lord. Don't stay away from God. Don't stay away from prayer. Don't stay away from studying God's word. That is where wisdom lies. The wisdom for that challenge is seated in God's word. That challenge looks like a mystery because you are not exposed to God's word. I was celebrating. I said, if you get Leviticus, you just read it. You cut numbers, read it. You just read it. You read the genealogy. You read the story of Abraham. You read the Exodus. Read your Bible. You get to Malachi. Don't jump. You read the Malachi. Read the Lamentation. You listen to how the prophet is lamenting. You just read it. Read Proverbs. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit, when you're confronted by issues, will breathe answers to you by picking up the things you've read. Thank you, Lord. Finally, Isaiah chapter 50. I have the helper. Isaiah 50 verse 7. He says, For the Lord God will help me. Said, therefore, I will not be disgraced. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of grace. It means when the help of God comes, grace has come. You can't be disgraced. For the Lord God will help me, therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. King James again, verse 8. Say, he is near who justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near me. This is what Paul quotes. Who is he that condemned it? It is Christ that died. Who shall lay a charge? If God be for me, who can be against me? Who shall lay a charge against God's elect? It's God that justifies. It's God that justifies. So he has redeemed you, has given you eternal salvation. He didn't end there. He gave you the Holy Spirit, who is your helper. I am amplified. Yes. Verse 7. For the Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been ashamed or humiliated. Therefore, I have made my face like flint. And I know that I shall not be put to shame. There is no humiliation. The Lord is your helper. I said, you have the Holy Spirit as your helper. Every day, talk to him. You wake up every morning, you talk to the Holy Spirit. I said, Holy Spirit, thank you for your help. Thank you for your help. That which you've told me to do, I'm doing it because you are my helper. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you for raising me. Thank you for showing me the way. Radikos, zoneketos, kumbrikata, rakelebasha, makatuske, valeketuska, rakatakaba. What is that challenge before you? You have the Holy Spirit. He is your helper. 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 I don't withdraw. I don't draw back. Lift your two hands. Now talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Lift your two hands and talk to him. Which area of your life do you need help? You have the Holy Spirit. He is your helper. Talk to him. You can talk to him. You can whisper words to him. Which area of your life do you need help? Come on, speak in tongues. Speak in tongues.
Jesus Christ, amen. Never, oh, mommy, shock of us.
Thank you, Jesus. So
Address that issue. Speak to that challenge. Speak to it. The Lord is your helper.
Hallelujah.
Let me read this from the Message translation to you. Zechariah 12 verse 10. I will pour a spirit of grace and prayer over them. In Hebrew he said, come you boldly to the throne of grace, where you obtain favor in time of need. You obtain grace in time of need. The Lord is your helper. He's a supply of grace. I assure you are here. So there is a spirit of grace and a spirit of prayer. And through prayer, you connect to graces. You take grace for that challenge. You take grace. As when you're confronted by issues, you have the Holy Spirit. Turn to God. Say, call unto me and I will answer you. And show you great and mighty. So instead of wearing, crying, doing emotion, doing sorrow, have you prayed? And you see, and at times there are some prayers you don't pray by going saying that, telling God, I want to do this. Already there's a situation you don't know what to do, so you don't go telling God what to do. That's why we have the gift of speaking in tongues. You speak in tongues, and whilst you're speaking in tongues, say, Lord, thank you for your help in this situation. Thank you for your wisdom. You are praying in tongues. Roke basha. Stop following your feelings. God did not create the universe by feelings. He didn't say by feelings we know that the worlds were made. He said by faith. He didn't say the just shall live by feelings. He said the just shall live by faith. Not by what you feel. You feel lonely, and so if you open your eyes, you will see that they that are with you are more. They that are with you are more. You know, when I got to Kumasi, I got down from the vehicle. So I was walking to where I usually lodge. And as I was walking, immediately there was a thought that a vehicle had come to knock me by the roadside. Because where they alighted me, where I alighted, I had to walk, you know, before I would take the turn to where I was going to lodge. So I walked like, let's say, 200, 300 meters. So about 150 meters, then the thought came, what if a vehicle just comes to knock you? You know the response? I said, the angels that guide my way are more. That was what I said. I said, the angels that guide my way, they are more. You know, immediately, there was this vehicle, he was just, then he just came to where I was, and he didn't know what moved him and stopped the car. He was driving off the road. He didn't know what pushed him to stop the car. I didn't even wait to think about, hey, what is it? I was still going. I just saw the scene and I was going. So the round was all gone. I was saying, hey, hey, hey. No, you see, this is what it is. You see, you must make the supernatural life your daily life. It begins from how you think on the spirit. Not to be your emotions and feelings and every day you are doing. Master, hey, I have the helper. Say, no matter the challenge, no matter the situation, my God is my helper. The Bible says, for it is he who dried up the Red Sea and made the road in the deep. Hey, Kemotos. You didn't see that verse? Let me read it and close you. Isaiah 51, see verse 10. Say, are you not the one who dried up the sea? The waters of the great deep that made the depths of the sea a road. If you can, you just go, imagine that you are standing at Choco and you look at the sea. It's not a sea. And the sea just dried up. Where you pass, dried up. He dried up the sea. What else can he not dry up? What? Just think about it. What is that your challenge you think you have? Thank you, Lord. Can anyone celebrate Jesus? Shout glory!